Today is Friday, May 8th. What to know today about the latest states working to reopen and what the White House is saying about the original benchmarks being mostly ignored. And two very different but controversial legal cases are causing uproar around the country. Plus new ride-sharing rules, a reality show on Twitch, and a Banksy painting with a purpose. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More non-essential businesses are reopening around the country today, even in America's most populous state, California. Remember, the Golden State was one of the first to issue a stay-at-home order. Now the governor is allowing stores to open, at least with curbside pickup only. Manufacturers can get back to work, too, with some social distancing measures. By this weekend, 43 states will have at least started to lift restrictions. Still, a researcher from Johns Hopkins University told CNN, no states have met all the recommended federal guidelines for reopening. Remember, the White House had laid out four benchmarks states should hit before starting the phases to gradually reopen. One, a downward trend in new COVID-19 cases for at least 2 weeks. Two, the ability to test everyone with COVID-like symptoms. Three, the healthcare capacity to treat everyone. And four, the means for contact tracing, when workers trace new cases and warn the people who may have been exposed. President Trump was asked yesterday why states are reopening without reaching this criteria. He says he's happy governors have the power to do that, and he trusts them to make the right decisions. It definitely varies state by state. Some are slowly reopening with strict restrictions still in place, while others are allowing gatherings of up to 250 people and opening summer camps. Either way, it's still too early to know if lifting restrictions will cause more cases or deaths. It may take several weeks before we know for sure. Of course, one of the reasons governors are so eager to reopen is the economy is struggling so much. Today, the jobs report from the month of April will come out, and we could see the worst unemployment rate in history. Already, the U.S. Labor Department's weekly report shows 3.2 million people filed new jobless claims last week. That pushes the total number of recently unemployed Americans to 33 million. President Trump may have gotten too close to COVID-19. One of the White House valets, who is a member of the U.S. military, tested positive for the virus. But just yesterday, a White House spokesman said both President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have since tested negative. Still, the presence of COVID-19 in the White House is concerning, and most people who work around the West Wing have not been wearing face masks. The White House says that's safe because everyone is tested regularly. The AP spoke to officials in the Trump campaign who say the president also worries he may be seen as more preoccupied with his health than reopening the economy. Either way, the CDC does encourage all Americans to wear face coverings anytime you cannot socially distance yourself from other people. The U.S. Justice Department just dropped all charges against President Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Remember, Flynn already pleaded guilty more than 2 years ago, so many experts call this highly unusual. Flynn admitted to lying to the FBI about his discussions with a Russian diplomat, though Flynn's attorneys have argued prosecutors actually entrapped Flynn into lying. And now, U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr told CBS News, quote, "People sometimes plead to things that turn out not to be crimes." Congressional Democrats, though, are furious. And so is a former FBI deputy director who called it pure politics meant to please the president. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler called on the Justice Department's watchdog to investigate this. As for what comes next, President Trump told reporters last week he would consider bringing Flynn back into his administration. We'll see if that actually happens. A shooting in Georgia is now getting national attention. A white father and son shot and killed a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, who appeared to be unarmed. But the father and son, Gregory and Travis McMichael, were not arrested until yesterday, more than 2 months after the shooting happened. Many people in the community and the nation are outraged. So why did it take so long? Well, the McMichaels say they thought Arbery was a burglar running away from the scene of a crime, so they went after him with shotguns. Initially, police said the McMichaels had the right to open fire because Arbery had grabbed one of their shotguns during their confrontation. Police said the men had a right to protect themselves. But Arbery's family and friends say he was just known to go out for jogs, and that's what he was doing. They say even if the others did think he was a burglar, they don't have a right to be judge and jury and chase him down with shotguns. Ultimately, video just came out showing the confrontation and the shots fired. It's been shared by activists, politicians, and celebrities, sparking calls for justice around the world. The state got involved, and now the McMichaels have been charged with murder. Today, people are planning to support the Arbery family by running in his memory and sharing with the hashtag #IRunWithMod. Well, get ready. The U.S. could see a weekend of wild weather on both coasts. We'll start in the east, where from Maine to Alabama, temperatures tomorrow morning could hit new record lows for this date. In fact, Fox News reports it's supposed to be warmer in Fairbanks, Alaska, than in New York City, Philadelphia, and even Atlanta. Oh, and snow will be thrown into the mix, too. Up to a foot of snow is possible in New England, and some areas could see May snowfall records. It's the opposite out west. The Washington Post reports parts of California, Arizona, and New Mexico have been baking in record heat for days now. And it's not over. Triple-digit temps will hang on in some places through Saturday. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week, Blinkist. Blinkist is a great go-to app, a sort of secret weapon for learning new things quickly and getting ahead. Blinkist is unique. If you haven't heard of it before, it takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and then condenses them down into just 15 minutes. You can read the best takeaways right on your phone, your tablet, or your desktop, or you can even use the audio feature to listen to them on the go. I love Blinkist because in less than 15 minutes, I can get the information or motivation I need in the moment. For information, there are popular options like Upheaval, Turning Points for Nations in Crisis. And for motivation, there are books like 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books all for one low price. And Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Now, back to the news. There were big plans for a so-called smart city in a part of Toronto, Canada, but the BBC reports those plans have now been scrapped. Google's sister firm called Sidewalk Labs blamed the, quote, unprecedented economic uncertainty. You might remember Sidewalk Labs had plans to build a test city where the city would be full of technology, all with sustainability in mind. Think self-driving cars, heated cycling lanes, and even sensors that test air quality and track people's movements. But the project has been controversial as well, with some privacy concerns about the personal data that might be collected with all that tech. Either way, it looks like it's no longer happening. Remember earlier this week, we told you Uber will soon require face coverings? Well, now Lyft is doing the same, and then some. Lyft will require riders and drivers to wear face masks and also make passengers promise they're symptom-free when they book a ride. They'll be asked to sit in the back seat and roll down the windows for airflow whenever possible. Lyft is pretty serious about this. If people don't agree to the rules, they will not be allowed to get a ride. The new requirements will start in a few weeks. The popular live streaming platform Twitch apparently plans to launch its own reality shows. Think The Bachelor, but for Twitch. Yes, Bloomberg cites some internal document showing the Amazon-owned platform Twitch plans to fund original unscripted series that would be live and interactive. They might include everything from game shows to sports to dating. It's meant to lure in some new users. For now, Twitch is most popular for gamers watching other highly skilled gamers play live. Well-known street artist Banksy is honoring healthcare workers with his latest piece of art. The so-called Painting for Saints shows a child playing with a superhero nurse doll. The doll is wearing a face mask and cape, and the painting shows other dolls like Batman and Spider-Man in a trash can on the floor. The BBC reports Banksy donated the artwork to a hospital in the UK, saying he hoped it would brighten the place up a bit. Banksy is arguably the most famous street artist in the world, even though no one really knows his true identity. He's managed to stay anonymous for decades, and his paintings have still sold for millions of dollars. Well, don't forget, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Of course, a lot of people are keeping it low-key this year, but there are still a lot of ways to celebrate mom. If you're far away, there's always a simple phone call or virtual hangout. It's also not too late to have flowers delivered. Or if you usually go out to eat together, a lot of restaurants are offering special to-go meals for delivery or pickup. And near or far, if you do want to get a gift, some tech and retail companies still have Mother's Day sales going on. We'll post some links to deals in today's show notes. Or maybe she just wants some time for self-care. No matter what, we wish any moms listening a happy Mother's Day. Well, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon. This has been my go-to late breakfast or afternoon snack. It's easy, delicious, and I like the health stats. Low carb with 12 grams of protein. My favorite flavors include blueberry and frosted. So get yours now at magicspoon.com/newsworthy. Use promo code newsworthy for free shipping. So today we wanted to share the story of a generous couple who repurposed their wedding day into a food drive for families in need. The couple had been planning to get married May 1st. Of course, due to the pandemic, they decided to postpone their wedding until next year. But they still didn't want to let their original wedding day go to waste. So they organized a food donation drive. They even dressed up as a bride and groom and decorated their car into a wedding mobile to pick up food. They got a bunch of donations and even some checks, which ended up totaling $5,000. All of it went to their local food bank in Long Island, New York. Thank you for listening today. Be sure you're subscribed for new episodes every weekday for free, so you're always in the know. Of course, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.